USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
GOP Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California says he will not talk with the January 6th Commission. Quote, this committee is not conducting a legitimate investigation as Speaker Pelosi took the unprecedented action of rejecting the Republican members I named to serve on the committee. End quote. Senate Democrats believe they have found a way past a procedural hurdle, at least to start debate on their claim of voting rights legislation this week. Democrats say they plan to use existing Senate rules to open debate on two bills, the Freedom of Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. It will take 60 senators to agree to start a debate on the bill. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said the House will vote on the two measures today. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott told Newsmax, nationalizing elections is a simple power grab by Democrats.
The Biden administration and Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power.
USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
There is an update to the teen accused of killing classmates at Oxford High School in Michigan.
A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed four students and injured seven. He'll be back in court January 19th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The National Taxpayer Advocate is reporting your tax returns this year may be delayed. The Internal Revenue Service began last filing season with a backlog of 11.7 million returns from 2020, and the 2019 returns were not cleared until June of 2021. National Taxpayer Advocate Aaron Collins added that the IRS is in crisis. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans want to make it easy for people to vote and really hard to cheat. But that's not good enough for Democrats, according to Senator Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax last night.
They can't get their radical agenda passed, so they're just going to try everything they can to just try to change the rules. So think about it. We've got inflation at 7%. We've got an open border. We've got crime going up. We've got our woke school districts. And are the Biden administration and Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power. By the way, this morning on Morning Joe, Schumer admitted, Democrat senators, we can't win if they start fixing these election laws to where we have free and fair elections. Making people get ID, oh gosh, that would be horrible. We can't ballot harvest, oh, signatures have to match, that'd be horrible for us. And Schumer admitted it. This is all about winning elections. They want to take the power away from the people of America.
The ratings are up for the National Football League.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.